In the mid-1980s, old number 9, Red Sox great Ted Williams, the number one forefather of how to hit a baseball, claimed that I could give you his answer to a question on hitting. With the Ted Williams theory plastered all over Major League Baseball, from L.A. to Boston, and now with over 40 years of experience, let's talk about the hitters today.
And if there's anybody that I know of, player, coach, teacher, student, or anybody that I've ever talked about hitting, he knows more about my principles that I believe in hitting than anyone I've ever been with.
Thanks, Ted. Thanks for believing in me. I'm Steve Feroli, and this is the Ted Williams League Baseball Podcast.
Days at the playground, or right out in the street. Baseball, make life complete.
Let's talk about Luis Arraez. I absolutely love him. Slight upswing, hips ahead of hands, right out of the science of hitting, and he also was in style. In 1987, I elaborated on the theory by creating four basic styles. The most popular is what I call a middleman, and that's what Luis Arraez is. His abilities are best suited as a middleman for himself and his team. This creates a pending force to the left of the pitcher by a stride line facing in that direction. This will set his contact points, on an average, more to the middle of the field. Another addition that I made to the science of hitting theory was the detailing and elaboration of what I call the stretch position, which is the upper body closing while the front foot is trying to open, locking the hips and the shoulders into a kinetic chain for a full body swing. Luis does this beautifully and therefore has a full body swing within his middleman style. Continuing on with the praise for Luis, he uses his arms as good as anyone I have ever seen. The front arm is locked in a bent position and tight. The back arm is also bent and tight. The front elbow is cemented in place. He's got a pending force into his chest to keep that box. And what happens is, therefore, he can turn the corner tight or has the luxury or ability to throw his elbows and wrists with the barrel of the bat out anywhere in the strike zone when he needs to. Never seen anyone as good. Maybe Bonds and a kid I had in my camp named Bradley Chandler. Everybody else is in second place. Another thing I like about this hitter is he takes a relatively short and low stride. He doesn't step up and over with his front foot delaying its landing. These hitters, in my opinion, are doing it the hard way. Finally, Luis has a great understanding of the inside-out stroke. Old Harry Heilman used to say that a good hitter became a great hitter when he could take the high inside fastball and hit it to the opposite field. Now, what is the inside out stroke? The inside out stroke is basically more control over the elbows and the wrists so that the barrel of the bat is lagging behind the contact point more than usual and therefore creating an angle that'll head to the opposite field. You can see the ball circled in this illustration, and in the next frame or so, it's going to be jetted out to left field or left center field. And this is because the arms and wrists have set the angle of the bat, the barrel of the bat, deeper than normal, and he still is able to drive into the ball with a full body swing. While it would take more analysis on my part, my guess is that Luis is a very good hitter before two strikes, getting good balls to hit, and there's a whole definition for that. I can conclude, because of his understanding of the inside-out stroke, that he is a pretty good two-strike hitter, and that is a lost art in today's game. My conclusion of Luis Arraez is that Ted Williams would absolutely love him. He is in style. He has a full body swing. He's got a plan, a mental plan at the plate. He uses his arms and wrists very well. He has a very low control stride and a two-strike stroke. He is everything that you want in a hitter. Could Luis Arraez improve? I think he could. Right now, he's creating his middleman stride line by stepping in with his front foot, lifting his back foot, and kicking it back away from the plate as he swings. This is a little bit more work than what it's worth. I'd rather see him stride in and use his front and back legs smoothly together. This would increase his bat speed and his entire approach. I also would discourage him from trying to hit line to line. This is deepening all the balls in the strike zone from bird's eye view, the depth of the strike zone. He'll be better off just hitting from normal second base position to shortstop. If you've enjoyed this video and you're looking for additional information, I'd like to remind you that my third edition in ebook form of Hit Your Potential, Mastering the Ted Williams Approach, forward by Ted Williams, was released in late 2023. It is available on the Ted Williams League website at www.tedwilliamsleague.com. A visual presentation of this podcast is available on YouTube at TedWilliams/Steve Feroli Baseball. Thanks for listening or watching, and as always, get a good pitch to hit.
Days at the playground, or right out in the street. Baseball made life complete.